Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for Abi Moroni Mirasi Shiyichi. This was Moshe and Bessonai, so Moshe Mordechai, Chayecha, Befeg, Vasman, Hafiz Basi, Rus, Pitor, Vestila, Ravida. Mata ben Sarah Rav Baruch Hertz, ben Sarah Tzipora, and Sheni Chana Vasmaka, Rosh Lach, Rach, Vasach, Vachom, Asayidem, Brius HaShleima, Nachit, Vash, Rach, Lester, Vatzech, Vatzer. And this is based on the Torah of Zolti Zatzal. The tool, Tavkuf Nun Aleph, writes, Tishba Beit Bezin Yocholim Levatloi. Bezin can't even battle Tishabov, Katsuch Pulabo Tsaris, double Tsaris and Tishabov. Pesiyosef writes, Tishabov Ben Yoch Beit Yocholim Levatloi, Kevin Shaluch Pulabo Tsaris, according to Gemara, in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, and Dafyut Ches on the base, that there was Tishabov was double trouble. That's Lashon in the Gemara. Over Huchbala Boy Tzoris. As the Gemara there says, the Yomar Mar, Betishba of the Chorah Bites, Rishon, Rishni, and look at the Beit of Nechash Ha'ir. First possible, both Beit Mikdash was destroyed, Beit was captured, was plowed over. So this is not an optional fast. This is serious business, Tisha B'Av. So you can't be mevatel it. Practically, say if you're 20 years old, the time's not the whole blood tzaris. Understand? Shavasir b'tam is also a whole blood tzaris. There were a lot of tzaris. Shavasir b'tam is five tzaris. So this ready answer is no. And Tisha B'Av, you have churban beis hamikdash. That's super stark. That's tkifa tuva. It's very strong. And also, you can't compare it to Tisha B'Av. The tzar achas uchbalabon. Tishba be the same tzar twice. Of korban es hamikdash. So you can't tishabav is aim beit nicholim levatvul. It says in the Gemara Megillah, 5b. Rabbi wanted to be oikir tishabav. Rabbi wanted to uproot tishabav, but the loy hadu lo. They didn't agree. This their right. It's kosh heichasak daita. Daitan to Rabbi Yerotzer lakru tishabav legamrei. Vernim kolech b'shus tishabav eni yorav nechmas Yerushalayim. How do you want to be oikir tishabav uproot tishabav? You don't see nechmas Yerushalayim. So the answer is, he wanted to be oikir from the chumra that it has more than the other taniyos. Another teretz is that he wanted to make it on the 10th, from the 9th to the 10th. Rabbi Yochanan there says, if I was there, I would have made it on the 10th. The chumra, we have to understand taisis. And the chumra that Tisha B'Av has more than the other taniyos, that's included in the kind of beis din of Tisha B'Av. And based on the camping mevatel, different based on chavirin called yigaldim and ochachum minyans. What does it mean? He wanted to be mevatel the churma. That's more chamer. It's more serious than the other taniyos. That's part and parcel of the tekanas Tisha B'Av. And also the fact that they wanted to make it. The other teretz is that he wanted to put it, make it on the, take it from the 9th and put it on the 10th. So how does he do that? That's also included in the tekanas Tisha B'Av, that it's on the 9th, not on the 10th. So how is he going to uproot it? So maybe we can say that the Ikar Din in Beis Yochel Avad Dibrein Chavero, and again Golden Man of Bechoch Minyan, is only when the Beis is coming to be Yarka the Etzim Atakana. But they're only coming to change a little bit. They can be Vatal the Chumer to change the day. That a smaller Beis can do. Maybe that's pshat. Can't uproot it completely, but they can change it around a little bit. That's not true. Because you say at the beginning, Maseches Megillah, Megillah is read, and Yirah, Yuvayz, Gimel. Lecham or Mekla, Mekfarim, Dios, Makdim, Liyam, Aknisik, Deshi, Yisapku, Mayim, Mosin, Lachem, Shebekrachim. They can read earlier. So they're free to provide food. Their brothers in the Krachim. So the Gemara says, let's see. Anshe can ask them to attack in all these days. And if they were attacking Yudal and Tesvav, so how do Rabbanan uproot it? And say you get out of your basic gimel. You're not allowed to do that. So now they're not being oiker the etzim takana. They're just being oiker one of the days to do it on a different day. And the Gemara says that doesn't fly. So you see that it doesn't work. You can't even change it a little bit. So what's shot? They want it up with Tisha B'Av, make it on a different day or up with the chumrah. The Ritva and the Gemara in Megillah brings Tosfos that he didn't want to uproot completely, he just wanted to put it on the 10th. And he said, I don't understand. Can't do that because that's also Bittul Beis Din Chaver, like we said. Not only that, but Rabbi Razavdi says, the Maisa was, the Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, they pushed it all to after Shabbos. He said, once already pushed off, let it be pushed off. Meaning only this year. According to Rabbi Chanina, who originally said Rabbi wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, and they said, no, it's only Lois Hashanah. So you see that Rabbi wanted to be Tarech Tisha B'Av Lo'ilam. Has a child to be Tarech Tisha B'Av Lo'ilam. Ein Beis Din Yochel Abad Adifer Beis Din Chaver. As Nera Kach, Omer Rambam, so we have an understanding what's Pshat in Rebbe, how he wanted to be Abad Al Tisha B'Av. Rambam Kotev, V'mamrim, V'perek Bet, Halakha Aleph, בית דין גדול שדרשו ביחס מן המידות כפי מה שנראה בעיניהם שהדינו כך וכך שהדין כך ודנו דין והמלך רואה עם בייזן אחר ונראה שלא הייתה טעם אחר לסתור עשרה הרי סתור עשרה ודן כפי מה שנראה בעיניו שנאמר לשב ולשב במים מהם איך אב לחס על אחר בייזן שבדרך ובי אב בייזן הגדול לתאר שם one of the midas שהתורה נדרש את ספם that's the din another בייזן said no, they're סויסר they can be סויסר ודן כפי מה שבירים נאילו it says על שב ולשב במים מהם You only have to go after the Beis Din of your generation. Like a Beis Din Rambam says, Beis Din Shagaz Vigzer, Takana Vinigu, Minak Vashat Dabu Chai Yisrael, Rochem Beis Din Akubi Shalat Uvar Marisham, Vakar Vashat Takana, Vais Vigzer, Vais Minak, and Yochalat Shi Yagadu Bin Hashon, Vachach Mu Minyan. If you want to be Mevata with the earlier Gzer, the Takana Gzer of Minak of the Beis Din, you can't do it. You have to be Gadu Vachach Mu Minyan. So we see from the Rambam that any Beis Din Yochalat Vachach Mu Minyan, and Chavar and Gadu Bin Vachach Mu Minyan, that's only about Takana Zeres Min Hagin. But when Beis Din Paskins of Psak, Dini halacha they dash and bechel minus turn the rashes bam. So then another basin can be mevatel. Even if they're not quite in the first basin. El shavu to shavu meheim. You go to the shavu to shavu amecho. Gevaldik. Yisoid gadol b'rambam. So I want to just invite everybody to listen to our shiurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakas. Wow, the greatest source I ever had. Meaning in the context of the being able to teach a little bit of, I would say, learn publicly Torah. So giving these shiurim and the Rambam, hilchos malachim, hilchos mamrim. I invite everyone to listen to the. This is in Elchus Mamrim. We have Mamrim Shiurim, Elchus Malachim Shiurim. A lot more to say. Koponim. That's the Rambam in Elchus Mamrim. Base Perak Base Elchus Aleph and Base. That's the so that you see. You're allowed to be also cholik on a previous base, and if it's was learned me amidu shaytolin the reshus. But now the Rambam writes in the Base Habachira 6:15. Famous Rambam quoted thousands of times. Revealing my creeping carbonus, cool enough, being changed by his bonum, your mark of carbonus, even though there's no base amikdash. Vachm kotche kotche mechol azor, bisha chariv, and inkwaj mechitza, vladi kotche kotchim, and all the azor, even though it's destroyed, there's no mechitza. Vachm kotche mechalim, maiz sheni mechol yushalayim, you can eat maiz sheni, kotche mechalim, maiz yushalayim, even though there are no walls. Why? Because dusha shon, kitcha shayt, kitcha lasid lava. Because the first kedusha is forever. Vachm zayin, zok the Rambam, Why do I say that in the Mikdash Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona is Lasid Lava? We do Shai Eretz Yisrael and Shvius who Maisus for the Yotzei Behem. Loi Kedusha Lasid Lava. Aber in Chizog, I say about Kedusha Shai Eretz Yisrael, Le'inyan Shvii, U'ma'asrek, V'chai Yotzei Behem. Loi Kedusha Lasid Lava. Lefi, So the reason I say Dafka by Yerushalayim and not the rest of Eretz Yisrael that it's not Kitchel Asid Lavo is because the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim is out to the Shechina. And the Shechina is never batal. Re'omer v'hashimoti et Mikdashechem. And if I'm saying, even though it's Shemem, even though it's desolate, Kedushas ha'neimoyim dim. So we have a special din by the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. It's not bottle, because the Shechin is not bottle. And if the Shechin is not bottle, then the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash are not bottle. That's the Rambam. Comes the Ravid, and he says, no. Svarat Asmo Hizu. This is the Rambam's own logic. Lo yadati me'ayin lano where he gets it from. Skipping a little bit, Amalam and Dharma Kedusha Shonu, Loka Jalla said, Lava, Loka Lepen Mikdash Lirushalayim. So according to the Mandiyama, that Kedusha Rishayna wasn't Lassid Lava, it wasn't Mechalik between the Mikdash and Yerushalayim, and other the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi doesn't buy it, there's no Chiluk. Lord El Shani Oimeh El Shafil Lari, Lord El Shani Kedusha Lassid Lava, Lord Amr El Shani Eretz Yisrael. You know, according to the Ri, that Kedusha is Lassid Lava, it's only Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim Mikdash Lama, now Yerushalayim in the Mikdash. Fisha Yodeh Ezel Shamid Yerushalayim Asid Nishtanis Eskadish Kedusha Achor Elami, Furenech Zahat Shamim Bo Inkars. He says that the Mikdash isn't Kedusha Lassid Lava, even according to Kedusha Shniya. Even al Kedusha Shniya, it's not Kedusha Lassid Lava, because Ezra knew that Yerushalayim and the Mikdash are going to become holy in the future. And Mimele, he wasn't Makadish at Lassid Lava. Gevaldik. So that's the Machlokes Rambam Ravid. And the Ravid says, you know what this means? This means a person goes into the Mikdash now with no Karis. Not holy. So, yeah, a lot of people say it doesn't mean it's not, it's Mutter, but it's no Karis. As Ma'am Makor Devrei Rambam, as Makor Devrei Rambam, to be brachot, but if men and Chetam and Aleph, Mazis Tanam Shed Rabbi Kilo Chosham and Gdul Zukris Yamsuf, but Vuru Zumakis Bukharis, but Vuru Zuman Tayra, and Netzach Zo Yerushalayim, that was Mori Rabbi, and Rabbi Dari, Zichrono Levracha, that was his thing he loved to do. He loved to do. V'hanetzach zo Yerushalayim. Eternity is going to give a lot of shiur on Yerushalayim because we were in the Rova Yehudi, Mula Kodesh. V'hanetzach zo Yerushalayim. Eternity is Jerusalem. V'ahod ze Beit HaMikdash. And the splendor is the Beit HaMikdash. So it says v'hanetzach zo Yerushalayim. In other words, Kedushas Yerushalayim is nitzchus. Yerushalayim is not bought to Loilam. Like the Rambam says, that Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim b'nei Hashchina. Wow, what a great way to find the source. Go to Gemara and Brachos, and I got it to. And he says, oh, that's the Rambam's source. Netzach is Yerushalayim. The Kedushas Mikdash in Yerushalayim is B'nei Hashchina, Shchina, B'teila. And Netzach is Yerushalayim. And it says in Yevam, Zayin, Tesam, and Beis, B'nei Rebbe, Vikshal, Ha'ayit, Yerud, and Sinim, Sinim, we're now allowed to be Baba Kol. Now allowed to be Baba Kol. So, Amar Lam Rebbe, Chalaknu, Chalkenu, Natir, Chalik, Mitrech, Miyatir. Our Chalik, you can be Matir, a Hefker, based in Hefker. So you can be Matir, then a Sinim. From bondage, they're supposed to be our Avadim. So now these Nesinim, they were designated as slaves for the assembly and for the altar, Joshua 9:27. So we could, they wanted to be matir the Nesim, and they said to Rebbe, our share we can release, that they have to serve us. It says they were also slaves of the altar. So how can you release the share of the altar? So they said, it doesn't go, it doesn't fly. Rechib Rab argues with Rebbe. The share of the assembly is forever forbidden, even after the destruction of the Holy Temple. Even after the destruction of the Holy Temple, until rendered ownerless by the court, and Beis HaMikdash Kayim Shari, and the Holy Temple stands, is forbidden, and the Beis HaMikdash doesn't stand, it is permitted. Thus, since the Beis HaMikdash Rebbe Tam is no longer in existence, the altar share automatically and rendered ownerless. And so, if the court rendered the assembly share ownerless, the Nesinim would be permitted. Whereas according to Rebbe, Rabbi said, you can't. You can't be mounted the Chelik Mizbech. You may, Rabbi, in the times of Rabbi, they sought to release the Sinner from bondage. Rabbi said to them, we can release our share, but you can't release the share of the Mizbech. You can't release the share of the Mizbech. You have to work for the Mizbech. And then, Rabbi Abraham argues with the Rabbi that you can't release the share of the Mizbech. Because he says, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's automatically permitted. No Mizbech. In the time where there was no Mizbech. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. So you have machlokes between Chiyav Rabbi and Rabbi. Harei mevuach sheRabbi sover kedat haRambam. That your makir v'alf b'shein bayis. So it's like there's still a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he said, Chelek HaMizbech miyatir. Even though it was man hazeh, no Beis HaMikdash, doesn't matter. So we have to understand. How does Rabbi Chiyav Rabba, on Rabbi Yechanan say, that Chelik Mizbeach was much Beis HaMikdash Chaim Asur and Beis HaMikdash Chaim Mutter, I, Rabbi Yochanan of Nizbachim 107b, Hamal of Ismanazer, Rabbi Yochanan Amarchaya, Rishak Mishra Bar Yosha, Amarchaya, Kishani Kishasai, Kishal Sidlava. Hanush and Makriven Alpi Shane Bayis. You know, there's Rabbi Yochanan holds that that person brings a carbon to Ismanazer, he's Chayiv. Why? Because Kedush Rishana, Kishal Shaita, the Kishal Sidlava. So we're talking here about Shechut Eichut. And Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're Shechut Eichut, you're Chayiv. Why? Because you're Shechut Eichut, you're Shechut Eichut, you're Shechut Eichut, as you're Makar Balfi Shein Bais. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan say, that if there's no Beis HaMikdash around, then you can be Matu the Nesinim. How are you allowed to be Matu the Nesinim? Hello, God, this man is there, how is it Kilo Beit HaMikdash Kayam? So it would appear that the Bechinuch writes, Mitzvot of Mem, Kacha, שנצטווינו להקריב כל קורבן בבית המקדש. ועל זה נאמר כי מקום אשר יבחר השם, ושם תעלה אותך, ושם תעלה את כל השם הולכים מצבך. ונגד תעזור בכל מוצאו במקום, מקום וכל זמן, שעובר על זה אפילו בזמן הזה ויקריב קורבן חוץ לבית הבחירה, שהוא מבטל עשי זו. אבל אין הכוונה שיהיה עליו חיוב להקריב קורבן בית המקדש. עכשיו שהוא חרב, זה דבר ברור. So we see from the chin of something very interesting. But even though you're mad about Bishem Bai, it's only a heter. It's a heter. It's not a chiyuv. That's why he writes. אבל אין הכוונה למה שאף חיוב להקיב קורבן בית המקדש אך שישו חורף. And that's clear. But you're allowed. So apparently that's the machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Abraham Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe Yechanan holds that if there's no Beis HaMikdash around, it's permitted to be makav korbanos. And even though he holds malav zman hazeh chayev, because you're makav alf bishen bayis, nevertheless, chelek ha-mizbeach shor, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then they're not meshibet anymore to the altar. He's Nesinim, because it's only Rishus. There's no Chiyuv. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So Enoch Nami, Yamala B'chutz Chayiv, but the Nesinim are cool, because there's no Chiyuv to be Makav Korbanos, so they could, Chelek HaMizbeach is Mutter. So there's no more Shiv with the Gabi the Mizbeach. The Rebbe holds, no, that's your Makav Alp Bishen Bayis. It's not like Heter Lakrib Alp Bishen Bayis, like the Chinuch writes. Al Arei Zekil, Beis HaMikdash Kayim. It's like the Beis HaMikdash is still around. Because Zirka Mikdash is the place, not the Mechitzis. And the Mela, he says, Rabbi says, Chelek HaMizbech Miyatir. Was he Miyatir L'Chelek HaMizbech? You know, there was no Mizbech, it doesn't matter. But the very fact that you could be Makriv, and it's a Mechir to be Makriv, and it's a Mitzvah to be Makriv, even though there's no bias, as if there is a bias. And the Mela, you can't be Makriv Matir L'Chelek of the Givinim. Missing him. That's the machoik is Rebbe Meir Yochanan. Meir Yochanan holds it's a heter of Bismanazeh, and Rebbe holds it's a chiyuv of Bismanazeh. And therefore he said, Chelek HaMizbech Miyatir. Therefore it would appear that Rebbe Lishitaso holds, Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tishbav, because he holds Makriven Alf Bishen Bayis. So as if there is a Beis HaMikdash, if so, it emerges that it's as if the Chabayis is Nechrev, and Tosfos writes, that Tisha B'Av is different than the Tanya Yosha Ratzu Misanim, Lo Ratzu Misanim, Och Lo Tzaris. So this fast, even other fasts, here you have a choice. Here you have a choice. Ratzu Misanim, and the other fasts, you have a choice. But not here, because Chor Bayis is more, is stronger. Rabbi held your Makar B'Av Mishen Bayis. So it's as if there is a Bayis. So Tisha B'Av isn't stronger than other Taniyos. But Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Lo Misanim. Gemara says it's stronger because, as Tosfos explains, because there was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It was destroyed twice in Tisha B'Av. And therefore it's more harm than the other Taniyos. And Rebbe says, no. You can still be Makriv. Rebbe's allowed to argue with the Gemara. Rebbe's a Tana. So, therefore, Tisha B'Av is no longer throwing another Tana. So, you have a fast. You have an option. So, Mele, Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tisha B'Av. Because he holds my Kriven, I'll be Shane Bais. However, Beizin Shabbos Adash, thinking of Tisha B'Av Chomer Misha Taniyos, Beizin now is mitaken that Tisha B'Av is stronger than the other Taniyos, they hold like Rav Yechon. And even though you're Makbish and Bayis, that's only a heter. It's not a chiyuv. And therefore, Tikkun Shetzam Tisha B'Av is on Chor Beizin, makes more Chomer than other Taniyos. Or they hold like the Ravid. And even though I'm not Kanish and Kishalah said, Love, oh, that's only Sharat Shabbos and not Yerushalayim. Therefore, you can't be Makrif. And therefore, they were attacking some Tisha B'Av, Chomer Misha Taniyos. So according to this, we can answer the Kash of Tesis. How did Rebbe wind up with Tisha B'Av? I am basing about the Rebbe's and Chaber and Kodav and Chav and Minyan. Based on what we said, it emerges that Rebbe was arguing with the Beis and Rav Shalom B'Takanas Tisha B'Av. Lo B'Takanas Tisha B'Av is Beis and Obdini Halacha. Is there still a Beis HaMikdash even after the Chorban? And the Rambam writes that when can you argue with another Beis Din when it's Takanas Zeres Min Hagen? When they're arguing Dini Halacha, not that they made a decree, not that there's a minhag, but that there's a Dvar Halacha, like the Shatern and Midrash, Shatern and Dress, man, brother Dvar Halacha. Rambam holds, you can argue. That's what Rebbe was allowed to argue. Because he held, Bechla, you're allowed to be Makrif Karbanos. So the Mela Tisha B'Av isn't that strong, so you can uproot it. So that would be possible with Pshat and Rebbe. Now it says in Megillah, and Daf, the Hamad base, Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av Lodala. They weren't Mardi when an Apu Tisha B'Av. However, we can say that they weren't Hodala because they hold, like Rabbi Yochanan Yavamis, that even though you're Makar Rabbi Shem Bais, nevertheless, with Manazeh, it's considered Aim Base of Mikdash Kayim. And therefore, the Hodulo, Lakar Tisha B'Av, because it's a Psalm, Psalm, Rechob, Base of Mikdash, Nomar Base of Mikdash, Nomar Chiv to Makriv. It would also appear, it's Phallus, that the Ghan, Rosh Hashanah, 18b, is the first, that it's a Shani Tisha B'Av Lodala Tsaris, Nomar Shem Nechav Rabbi's Prishon Rishniya. That's the twice, Beitar being captured, and the city being uprooted, being plowed. So the time is also Uchbulah Batsaris, but it wasn't on the same day, and Tisha B'Av was the same day. But here it wasn't the same day, because the first time it was on the 9th, the second time on the 17th, famous Yerushalmi. Whoa, what a Yerushalmi. And even according to what we say, that opinion of Yerushalmi, it's another opinion of Yerushalmi, that both are on the Shabbat Sarvat Tammuz, nevertheless, Churban Abayis is more Chamas, so you can't compare. So Memei L'Shani Tisha B'Av, it's not a case of Baratzu. So in the second Teretz, the Ghan says, the Yikatakan of Tisha B'Av is out Skorban Bais, that was Chomer Tfeh. And that's like Tyson Rosh Hashanah. But that Hochbulu about Saras is because of the Chorban Bais HaMikdash. That's the special Tsara. Out Skorban Bais HaMikdash. However, according to the first Teretz of the Ran, that we say Tisha B'Av Hochbulu about Saras, not because of the Chorban Abayis, because there are a lot of Tsaras. Nechav Rav Rishon Vishnia, Nilkob Deitar, Nechav Shair. And the Nafkamin, according to the Ramam, the Parish Mishnais, Rosh Hashanah 18a, or by Shane, Eloi Misanim, Shel Sarbatavis, Lo Shel Sarbatavis, by Shane, they wouldn't have fast. And a Sarbatavis, not a Shel Sarbatavis, a Misharat Misanim, Shel Sarbatavis, Eloi Misanim. Alpha P, Shel Rishis, Beel, Shel Sarbatavis, Tisha B'Av, and Misanim, Mishane, Tekifas, Mini, Abel, Shira, Boy, when she was Barbara Tainis. So you see, before it's Tainis Tisha B'Av, it's not because of Besa Mikdush Tacharev, because Man by Sashani, there was Besa Mikdush, but rather because it was the day of a lot of Tsars. And therefore, even during by Shani, they'd fast on Tisha B'Av. So now we can say, that the Lahobu Lola Rebbe to be Yorka Tisha B'Av is because they hold, rabbis held, that the Yorka Tikanas Tisha B'Av is because Churban Abayis. It's not because of Churban Abayis, it's because Yom Shir Bot Tsaris Rabbis. There are a lot of Tsaris. First Bayis, second Bayis. Nechusha Beitar, Nechusha Ayir, Nechusha Beitar, Nechusha Beitar. Never they said it, we can't do it. Can't be Yorka Tisha B'Av. Now we see in the Torah, Tisha B'Av is Yochol Labatlo, came Shulch B'Lod Tsaris. So when he says, Ein Beis Yochol Labatlo, is Lafuke. Not that it's his Bikur Shevi Lakra, Tisha B'Av. And you can't be Yoke Tisha B'Av, Huch B'Lod Tsaris. So since the Iker Tainus of Tisha B'Av isn't out Tzchur B'Nabayis, but it's Huch B'Lod Tsaris, therefore Beis can't be Mavatlo. Because if it was out, it's Churban Abayis. So what can you say? You could say, no, according to Rebbe, the Abayis isn't really Charif. It isn't Charif because you can still be Makriv. You have to still be Makriv. Makriven al b'shem Abayis. What's the big deal? So be Okar Tisha B'Av. The answer is, they said no. It's because Zero Botzaris Rabbos. Since Zero Botzaris Rabbos, there's no room to be Okar Tisha B'Av. Even though it could be Makriv, but there was still a Chorban Rishon, there was still a Chorban Sheni, there were other Tzaris, the day of Tzaris. Still a Tzara. So that's a possible Mahalach in the Sugya. Of course, there is just, you know, worlds to say about this. And hopefully we will continue. And we'll see more and more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Yisai, for listening. Kavaldik. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.